we did the base. We did really most of the good part of the sugya of Daf Bes, in terms of Svechsteka and Rashi and Tosis, etc. But let's go over the Gemara quickly. Before we do that, just on a programming note, since Thursday is our last shiur before the break, so let's start at 10 o'clock, just to make sure that we finish up the Makoros that I gave you and the topic, and you know, hopefully that'll give us enough time. Okay, so Thursday at 10. Good. Okay, so Yaakov, you want to take a stab at it? Sure. So let's just go through the Shaka V'Tarya quickly and just make a couple of ha'aros. There are some issues that we've discussed before that we should make some quick comments on, and then we're going to zero in on the main issue. So we'll introduce the main issue as we go forward. Go ahead.
Sure.
Okay. So what is that?
So presumably if the guy is telling Pesach to Masasi, so
he's basically raising the question whether or not she was Mezana.
Yeah.
Right? So Naman La'osra Alav. Okay. So what's the topic here, would you say? But it's important to identify the topic sometimes, even before we get into the details.
Okay. Saying in what sense is he Naman?
In what sense, if this doesn't fit in typically to the requirements of Namanus, right, which seemingly it does not, because we're in the area of Znus, right, the Lesser Albala is the area of Davar Sheber, but one would think. So if this doesn't qualify objectively for the standards of Nemanus, according to the rules of Kol HaTorah Kula, so the question is, why is he Neman? So basically, this is the topic, right? Why would we believe him, La'osra Alav, right, if it doesn't achieve, Shnai made him, Eindav Shemerva Pachos Mishnai. This is the problem that we're dealing with. Okay. When do we give Nemanus, or when do we treat as if there is Nemanus, when objectively it seems like the level of Nemanus is insufficient? What do we mean by that? Is this a more complex perspective on, let's say, Eidos and Nemanus, on Eidos or on Nemanus, or does it have to do more with the application, namely the ability to be Osra Alav, right? If it doesn't take much La'osra Alav, then it doesn't necessarily mean that we're dealing with some new perspective or some additional perspective on Eitz. So now, if you were the Rambam, Yaakov, where would you put this halacha? Either where or where? Or give you three choices, maybe? Okay, trying to be open-minded. This halacha goes in, roughly speaking, I mean.
Meaning as opposed to Eitz?
Well, it could definitely could go in Ishus, but if, you know, again, even then, like, you know, which part of Ishus, I guess. Meaning, this is a din in Hichos Eidos of some sort, Eidos Isha, Eidos Nus, etc. Meaning, we are qualifying what we normally think about Eidos, right? Or, if not din in Hichos Eidos, so what kind of din is it?
Are they kind of Nemanus?
Okay, I mean, all right. If not a din of chasidus, then nemanus. Okay, that's similar, but correct. So we're reassessing, or we're evaluating, right, whether or not the dinim, the requirements, the standards of eidus and nemanus, let's say, aren't perhaps different than initially thought. That's one whole area that we could be looking at, or what else would you?
So
okay, or maybe this is really about the problem of znus and sota, meaning safek zinsa, right? Since we know, especially, that when it comes to sota, right, that there are some rule-breaking standards. What do I mean by that? What are the rule-breaking standards of sota? Well, Tzavitum Peshut HaYachid is the extrapolation, right, from the Dine Sota. But the Din of Sota is itself, Josh? Eidecha Betumma, which we'll discuss. That's in the context of Kinu Yastira, but otherwise not, right? But basically, right, I mean, Safek Sota is, the Gemara says, in Sota, we talked about this you know, earlier in the year also. When did we talk about it a little bit, about Sota and the status of Sota? In what context? When did it come up, Adam? Say again? A little bit, but not so much about suffix sota. When do we speak about suffix sota? When did it come? We're going to talk about it again very quickly. Okay, but in the context when we're talking about what specifically? We're talking about kinui of. The Isul Baal and the Isul Boa, which comes up in Tosus on Gimel Amud Beis, right, when Tosus from Rabbeinu Tam talks about Bias Behema, right, whether Bias Behema whether Bias Akum is Bias Behema, and one of the rayas was Mekanim, let's say your Mekana, that she shouldn't be Mesiached with Akum. So there we did a little bit of a small section on Sota, right, and on Kinui Ustira. So we know that the din of Kinui Ustira, Sota, in general, is treated differently than other dinim, right? That Safek Sota is Kevadai. That's the language of the Gemara, and Sota Daf Chavches. So is it possible that when we say here, Omer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, Neman Ba'osra Alav, that this is, just following up on your suggestion, instead of being a din in Eidus and Amanus, maybe this is a din in Sota, or Safek Sota, right? Even though the normal, because we find in Safek Sota that normal standards are not followed, because normally we don't say Safek is Kevadai. There's a debate in the Rishonim, right, whether we say Sveika Daraisa Lechumra Daraisa or Sveika Daraisa Lechumra Darabanan. Fine. And there are exceptions in both sides. Even the mainstream Rishonim will hold that Sveika Daraisa is generally Lechumra. Know that certain areas it's Lekula. And even the Rambam, who seems to say Sveika Daraisa, right, Midaraisa is Lekula, will agree that there are certain cases that are the Chumra. But no one really ever thinks, one would think, that Safek is Kevada, right? But that's a special din in Sota, that Safek is Kevada. Then the process of Kinu Yastira, Safek is, we'll get back to it in just a second, Safek is Kevada. That's the language of the Gemara in Sota. So given that that is the case, then we already have a pattern of treating Sota differently in terms of its standards than we do other things. So maybe that's part of the issue here of Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Neman La'osrala. But if that were the case, then we should be limiting this din to La'osrala, right? It shouldn't apply to other things, number one, or not unless those other things end up being, you know, nigrar after the znus part of it, which also may be true. And certainly this shouldn't be part of a bigger topic, right, outside of Safek Znus, Safek Sota. In other words, if this is just an example among many of where we have different, a more nuanced view of, let's say, the requirements of Nemanus and of Eidus, right, then likely it's part of the bigger Eidus Nemanus issue, not something specifically having to do with the standards of Ishus. Okay, either way, this is very intriguing that Pesach Patuach Matzasi is Neman La'osra, Neman La'osra Lav. Immediately, Rashi adds something important. Go ahead.
B'tanas domim imlo.
Whoa. Okay. That's important too. But Rashi's trying to just neutralize. Well, what about the domim? Okay. The next one. Neman La'osra Lav.
The apple fish ain't a dovar azeh yochol lehis varer ala al piv. The gabe nafshe having a hemen l'shavia alei chatichati sura.
Oh. Okay. Meaning Rashi's really asking Vim Tomar the question, meaning you know, this is not, you know, Eidus, this is just, you know, his own Dibor, right? So why should we be paying attention to this? This is now Rashi's putting in a broader context, right? Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Disura. We have to see whether or not maybe that isn't only limited to his nose. Right? The Gemara doesn't necessarily have to be referring to a broader idea, but Rashi thinks it is. But then he adds, "Aval." Yeah. So why does Rashi add that? Well, it's not l'shavi nafshe number one, yeah. Right? And so basically, Rashi is trying to limit this halacha, but that isn't so simple in light of, as we'll see in a moment. Yaakov, is it so simple that this is true?
might have an economic fit.
Yeah. Meaning, who's not a baya, a baya? Shmuel? Shmuel.
Sorry, yeah.
Right, Shmuel. I also get a baya and Shmuel mixed up all the time. That's interesting. Okay. So, yeah. So Shmuel says that, again, what's the language of Shmuel? We'll read it this in just a minute, but what is he saying?
I'm going to pass off the little sassy name and not see the kibbutz.
Yeah. So we'll have to see, what does Rashi do with that? Rashi gratuitously stuck in here a limitation for this din, Shavi Nafshe,
yeah.
Right? And how's it going to deal with Shmuel? Moreover, since hopefully we all prepared, so we know that not all Rishonim agree with Rashi, even here on Tesamet Aleph. As you could say, there's a machlokas between, who's it, Rabbi Eliezer and Shmuel, about whether or not this din of Pesach Patzuach Matzasi extends also to Ksuva or not. Maybe that's the answer for Rashi. Rashi's only speaking about Rabbi Eliezer. We'll see what happens when we get to Shmuel. We'll see what the Rashi says there. But we already know that this is not the only perspective. Who disagrees with Rashi? Tosis. Right? Tosis on Tesamid base. Right, we'll read it when we get to it, but which one? The little one, right?
Naman, right?
Naman Lafsida Ksubasa. So we actually just read it very quickly. Omari?
Omari the Shmuel Mode Shapir the Naman Lausra Allah, who Lafsi Ksubas Ksuba Istrich Lashminan, the Lotema, the Loyehe Naman, I forgot the Kimli Pesach Masua.
Yeah.
The name of Amazed Meshakir Lafsida Ksubasa.
Interesting. So what he's basically asking, you know, the question, meaning how come it's if Shmuel's, if the din of Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, and not only Shmuel, but even the original statement includes Neman Lafsida Ksuvasa, so how come it wasn't explicated? So what's the answer? Kol Shekein. The Lafsida Ksuvasa is simple, because there is a obvious, you know,
that's awesome.
What's that?
That was awesome.
Shmuel Moda Shapir Dinema La Osralav, right? I'm sorry, yeah. Shmuel certainly holds that it's, and we'll have six. Suvasa Itzrech Elashmi, I'm sorry. The Lotemid Lehe Naman Afagav the Kimle, the Pesach Pasuach, right? The name of Mazed Meshach Elav Sidak Suvas. But then he goes, Virov Lazar Nami, go ahead.
Matsi Savar Dinema La Sida, the Nakat La Osra La Rusa, the Kolshikin Dinema La Sidak Suvasa.
Yeah. Kinabucha Sugadilla El, what's the Sugadilla El?
We're talking about that.
The previous two previous tosas, a few what is it, the second one earlier, ilames of ksuvasa.
Okay,
we'll discuss that also. Where tosas basically says it's based on the principle motu mechavero, olav haraya, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so what happens? What emerges according, and then he says umiyo birushalmi, mashma the rabbis ain't an emelav sik ksuvasa. So Rashi, you know, will line up with the Yerushalmi. But the Bali Tosas are inclined to think that everybody, not just Shmuel is you know, is just kind of explicating what's already implicit in Rabbi Eliezer. So it's an interesting argument already about the scope of the din of Omer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Neman LaOsra Lav, whether or not naturally that includes Ksuva or not. Rashi says no, and Tosas seems to be inclined to say yes. So what does Rashi, since we're already at it, what does Rashi do with Shmuel here? Does he think that's the Machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Shmuel, or there's more to say about Rashi? Okay, we'll read the Shaka Vatari in a minute, but since we're jumping around a little bit, we might as well. How does Rashi interpret Shmuel here? Lafsida Ksuvasa.
Alpiasma. The time of the coming of Farish, Chazaka Yenazin Torah, Chosuda Mepsida.
Ah, what do you make of that? Is that just Rashi quoting a Gemara? Or more? I mean, Rashi thinks he's just quoting a Gemara.
Yeah.
And he is quoting a Gemara.
Yeah.
Right. So what do I mean to... What am I trying to point out? And we know this Gemara, because we are Kore Lamafre a little bit, right? So we learned Daf Yud right in the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Old hat for us, right? So that's the Gemara Daf Yud Amid Aleph. Right, the Gemara says, Itmar Rav Nachman, go ahead. Chacham Tikkun B'dos Yisrael. I didn't have you read this now, but we know this from earlier in the year. Go ahead.
Something was done with Yisrael, with Sulam Asayim, with Amon Amonem, and Minu Sheh, Imam Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, and Amon, and came out with Chacham B'Takantam, and Marava, Chazak, and Amon Tereach, with Sulam Asid.
Yeah. So that's where Rashi got it from.
Yeah.
Okay, but the Ha'ara that I'm trying to make is, that Rashi is reading Tesamid Beis in light of Yudam and Aleph. And that is not Mukhrach at all, and presumably it's not what Tosis is doing. Meaning, the Gemara in Yudam and Aleph is saying something very specific. Right? And that is that there is a special nemanos, that's all things being equal, you shouldn't be neman to be mapsed ksuva, but there's a special chazaka, right, and call it a ruba, delesa, kamon, whatever it is, that enam tarech mesuda umapsida. Right, so that gives credibility to this claim, which otherwise we would presumably ignore. The fact that Rashi invokes the Gemara that has not yet been articulated on Yudam and Aleph to explain Shmuel on Tesamid Beis may be l'shita so. That's Rashi. The same reason that made Rashi so convinced on Tesamid Aleph that Rabbi Eliezer is a mechalik between Ksuva and Laosra Olam, so then Rashi wanted to go all the way with that. It's not even a machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Eliezer. I mean, it is, l'maisa, but not conceptually. Meaning, Shav Yenavshe Chaticha de Isura, right, is going to help you for Lasra Olav. But it's not going to help you for Ksuva. And even Shmuel, who thinks that it does help for Ksuva, that's because of some other umdana, right? Namely, Enam Torech Besuda Umafsida. Whereas the Bali Tosas say, not only, right, is Lafsida Ksuvasa a legitimate extension of Rabbi of Shmuel to the din of Rabbi Eliezer, maybe Rabbi Eliezer himself holds that way. Okay, so I already have, just in the very, very beginning of the sugya, an interesting machlokas about the scope of Shavya Nafshe, or Ha'omer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Neman, and it's food for thought. I mean, now we can now wonder whether or not this debate is a debate about the way that Shavya Nafshe works. First, I'm just raising questions, right? In other words, the scope of it, to what extent do we really, really believe it, considering that it does seem to fall short of the normal standard of Eidos and Nemanos. So the answer may be Inachanami, but. And if it's Inachanami, but, you're going to want to restrict it, limit it as much as possible. Any area of halacha which is, you know, presumably should be protected by the standards is likely going to be excluded from this chiddush, right? That's one avenue to explore the argument. And are we just trying to figure out, you know, no, everybody agrees how Shavya Nafsha or this Nemanus works, and the question is more about understanding whether Ksuva naturally fits into it. Maybe it's about the relationship between the Ksuva and the Znus, but especially in light of some of the things we discussed about Ksuva, right? Maybe Ksuva isn't just Ksuva. Ksuva is about the Ishus, or the line of the Shach that we talked about when we talked about Svek Sveika, or we talked about the famous comment of the Shach in Tokva Kohen, where he says that the normal dinim of Motzim Echver Levaraya don't apply to a Ksuva, because the Tnai Ksuva, you could probably say this even without invoking the Tnai Ksuva, but he says it with the Tnai Ksuva, is very much contingent upon their life, the heter of their life together. The second that they can't live together, then that has consequences for the ksuva, you know, as well. So if you say that's the nigrar idea, I mean, the ksuva is nigrar after the. So is the argument here about the scope, whether or not, in other words, hefsed ksuvasa is part of omer pesach patzoch matzasi neman laosra, is it about the nature and scope of this nemanos, or is it about the propriety of including ksuva together with lasar albala? Again, the more you think lasar albala itself is something connected to sota, or maybe just to ischaivus, right? It's hard to say that should apply to ksuva, because for him to be oser atzmo is one thing; for him to impose his narrative, on someone else, obviously is quite something else. Okay, so this already is just food for thought. As we just read the first line of the Gemara. Yeah.
The script also is that probably Eliezer worried to be Moses to Shmuel, who would be because of Shavya Nafshe.
Say that one more time.
I mean, could be that Rabbi Eliezer thinks that he's not Malos or Allah for the Shavya Nafshe, but he thinks that Ksuva, he's mastered for the Ksuva for a totally different reason?
It's possible. I just think it's peculiar. Meaning, you're saying, maybe, I've thought about this, Tosas holds like Rashi too, that it's based on, you know, whatever. And Tosfos is just making a factual statement. Then we don't think, I just find that peculiar a little bit. Meaning, so why would you work so hard? I'm just saying, you know, methodologically and otherwise, why work hard to include Ksuva in... I wouldn't dismiss it as being impossible, put it that way. I just think that the tone of Tosfos sounds like Shavinafsha itself, you know, is connecting to the Ksuva. I wouldn't dismiss it, but it doesn't sound that way to me. Either way, Tosfos never says that there's a separate chazaka, and I would always assume that until the Gemara introduces it, that this part of the Gemara isn't using it. I mean, I think it's a chiddush for Rashi to be quoting Yudam et Aleph on Tesamit Beis. Yeah.
Tosfos say that for Rabbi Eliezer, it's Hasadat Ketuba is a kol shekhen from the Isur.
It's called Shekhen,
yeah. And so that kind of language suggests to me something similar to what you were suggesting from the Shach, like Tokvo Kohen.
Could be. We'll get to that. We'll come back to this anyway. Okay, let's continue for now. Go ahead. So Omer Pesach Basuch Matzasi, Naaman La'osra Lav, and we have a machlokas about Ksuva, and we're already thinking whether or not this is about Eidus and Namanus and things of that sort, or it's more about Znus and Sota, or maybe it's just about, you know, his Chaibus. Okay. We'll pin these down more, as I just wanted to guess get through talk that. Go ahead. Gemara says Vamai.
Yeah, Mai. Six Seku. Subic Tahto, Subic and Tahto, and this one more Tahto, Subic Bonus, Subic Barotsum.
Yeah. So again, earlier in the year, when we did the Rashi and Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph, we discussed this, right? This is a very important, just to remind everybody. The Gemara here is invoking Svek Sveka. We talked about the different shitas of Svek Sveka, which are very important. Whether there's a latest asafek, whether it's midin safek drabanan lekula, whether it's midin rov or composite rov, or it's a din in its own right. We also noted that this is a big this Gemara here challenges those Rishonim who think that you don't apply the debate between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam and others whether or not. Svek Sveka is going to apply Safek Echad Beguf, Safek Echad B'Taroves, or only Trei Sveki B'Taroves, and then the discussion of the Rajba and the Ra'ah on that matter as well. Okay. What's important for us at the moment, though, is a different point, and that is if indeed we are already dealing with Ha'omer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Ne'am La'osra, meaning something that defies the regular canon of Eidus, right, and is basically operating with lesser standards. So how is it such a davar pashut that Svek Sveka, right, is excluded? Right, that's a question to ask, and that question is of course reinforced by the fact that the Rishalmi seems to say that Ha'omer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Ne'am La'osra does apply to Svek Sveka against the Gemara. So again, is this a debate about Svek Sveka and the degree to which it's a latest safek at all and even registers as a concern? Because the more you think that Svek Sveka is not even a latest safek, as we discussed earlier in the year, right, the easier it is to dismiss, even if you're lowering standards, but come on, I mean, you can lower the standards all you want, but Svek Sveka is not even a safek. If we think Svek Sveka is a suffake, although normally its resolution is lekula, so then it's very legitimate to ask, okay, but we're dealing with lesser standards anyway, right? Oh. I should also note that Reb Chaim in the Chibur, and we'll discuss this just a little bit more as we move forward in Shaka Vitaria, but in Perek Vav, Hilchos Yibum, V'chalitza, Lachates, who are the Yivamis people? Wow, Elliot's back. Okay, of course, Itamar, Rabbi, Yivamis person. Yeah. So the Yivamis people and a few others will remember fondly this point of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim quotes this Gemara that the Gemara seems to dismiss Ha'omer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi B'Svek Sveka. To prove that when it comes to suffix znus per se, right? We really do not hold that suffix is kevadai. The din of suffix kevadai, says Reb Chaim, we'll discuss this more in a minute, is limited. Are you getting that on the board? Yeah? Oh. The din of suffix kevadai is only going to apply to the case of suffix sota, where there's kinui, a process of kinui yastira. That's interesting. Just Derech Agav, he mentions this. V'nir loma, the emes, kol znus, the eish asish, the suffix znus, hari ein bahach dina the suffix kevadai, kimavur b'ksuva staftes, the suga de pesach pasuch matzasi, the sfek sfeka moel bala hatera. The chenor, imavur b'tosis sham de moel chazaka, mash ein moel, zos b'mokom sh'asa suffix kevadai, al korcha, the rak the kinu you'd have exerts a kas of the stira, osrasa usfeka kevadam. Not everybody agrees with this conclusion of Reb Chaim, right? But it's an interesting point. I'll explain what his conclusion is in just a very quickly, in just a minute. But the question is, for the people who don't agree and who think that there is a din of safek kevadai in znus, safek znus in general, so what will they do with this Gemara? This Gemara does say that svek sveka, right, doesn't apply, is not lechumra in safek znus. Ah. So of course the answer very simply might be, the more you think that svek sveka is not even a latest safek, right? Now if you have a safek, so then you could say, well, not only do you have a safek, but safek is kevadai when it comes to znus, based on the Gemara and Sota, and maybe it isn't just limited to kinu yastira. Maybe kinu yastira is just an example of that. Right? But if you think that svek sveka is not a latest safek at all, just like we talked about earlier in the year with regard to Tom Shesha Matirin, with regard to Efshel Levarer, you know, things of that sort. So even if you say safek kevadai, but it has to be safek for it then to be turned into a vadai. Right? If sex fake is not a safek at all, then so Reb Chaim's comment, and it's important to him, happens to be based on the assumption here that sex fake is a safek at minimum. Okay. Anyways, what's also interesting, again, as we said, is that the Yerushalmi just doesn't hold this way. The Yerushalmi has a view that sfek sveka is really asur in this particular case. So we mentioned it a couple minutes ago in terms of the scope of Shavi Nafshe Chaticha de Isura, or Omer Pesach Pasuch Matzasi Neman. Babli says doesn't apply to sfek sveka. Yerushalmi seems to say that it does. But again, in light of Reb Chaim's comment, it's also interesting, right? Namely, if this is one of his rayas, that the din of suffik kevadai doesn't apply in znus across the board, so we should just know that not so simple. A, there might be another explanation for that. B, Yerushalmi actually doesn't seem to hold that way. Okay, whether it's because of the znus factor or the shavya factor, I leave for now. Okay, let's continue. Lo tzricha
ve'eshes kohen.
Yeah. Okay. So this we discussed earlier in the year. We don't have to go back over this part. Go ahead. My kamash malan.
Tanina ha omer leisha kidashich v'hi omeres lo kidashani im uteres ve krovav v'hu aser b'kolasam.
So what is that? What's being quoted here? A Mishnah kedushin, right? Mishnah kedushin in the third parak. So what happens there exactly?
He claims that he gave...
He claims he married her, or she claims she married him, but neither of them agree with the other one's claim. So what's the halakha?
The guy who claims that they were married. So
whoever makes the claim of marriage suffers the consequences of, you know, that narrative. Okay, good. So we see from there that what?
He's Naaman Lesser Asmar.
So this would seem to put to rest the possibility, one of the possibilities that we mentioned earlier, namely that this din of Omer Pesach Pasuch Matasi Neman LaOsralav is a din in Safek Znus, right? Because the Gemara immediately, we could have said that because Safek Sota and all of these other dinim, right? Again, it's not going to work for Reb Chaim anyway, because Reb Chaim says Safek Sota doesn't apply without Kinu Yastira, right? But, okay, there are people who agree with Reb Chaim on that point, and as I say, it's you can neutralize most of the evidence. So, you know, we're still clinging to that idea, perhaps. But once the Gemara says, my kamashmal and tanina, we now know that this isn't specifically about suffix nus anymore, right? It's about a broader idea. We'll call it, as Rashi does, shavi nafsha chaticha, the isura, because the isur krovim is not suffix nus, right? Okay, good. We still don't know whether it's a kind of ischaibus or some sort of expansion of edus and nemanus, right? But we now know that it's something broader than znus. It's not a din in hilchos znus, per se. Okay. We should also note, did you look at that Mishnah, by the way?
I didn't.
Good chance? Okay, I mean, we're doing everything a little bit rushed, but just interesting to note that there's a line in the Gemara there on Samachem and Aleph, just a halvamina, right? Because the Mishnah there has in both directions, right? It has the woman claiming the marriage and he denying it, or the opposite. So there's an interesting line in the Gemara where the Gemara says, Omer l'isha kidashlich, etc. Utzricha. Diashminon gabei didei mishim de gabra lo ichbasle, right? Umikri omar. Aval ihi, right? Ema ilav de kimla bidibura lahavas omra velitzar ihu bekrovoseha. Right? Kamashmo. Okay, so why do I think that that's interesting or worth noting, at least, Ellie? Is that worth noting?
Probably.
Nice.
I don't think I would have brought it.
Nice. And Munas Chachamim?
Yeah.
Yakir?
I think we could go with Ellie on this one.
What?
I think we could go with Ellie on this one.
Oh, okay, wow. I'm really touched. What?
Second to be Munas Chachamim. He's having Munas Chachamim.
Oh! I hear that. Okay, now I'm a little disappointed, but... you know, I was like, you know, buoyed by Yakir's support. But okay. But it's good for you, so I'm happy for you. Okay, so what's the significance? Adam? Well, it's an interesting havamina, mm-hmm. of what?
That he should be offered, yeah.
That the seeming shabinaf shechaticha di isura could spill over right into the other person's world. Again, you could dismiss this, you know, and say, oh, no, that's not what the Gemara means. Right? There are two ways to read the havamina of the Gemara. Again, it's only havamina. And lamaskana, the Gemara says kamash malon, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference whether it's his claim or her claim, etc. There are two ways to read this havamina, and therefore there also happen to be two ways to read the maskana, right? One way, the innocuous way, which is probably why I didn't get such a good strong reaction, is to say, you know what, this is the equivalent of Tosis's comment in Shmuel, Homer pespasuk utasi neman lahafsida ksubasa. It looks like it's going to be sensational, meaning, wow, Shavi Nafshecha Ticha Di Isura applies also Lehafsid Ksuvasa. It's not just Lehischayev Atzmo and Lesser Al Atzmo, but it affects other people too. You can cross from his world to her world. The answer is no, right? It's all, I wouldn't say it's a yawner, but it's a different factor. Enam Terech Besuda Umafsida. Right. Here, I guess Eli's Lashitaso, because he wasn't, he thought even Bali Tosis held that way. Okay. I hear it. And if it is Lashitaso, then Yakir's faith in you is probably reinforced in terms of being a consistent thinker. But the point is that if you say it that way, so the Havamina was, no, when it comes, when an Isha says this, she, commits herself, she can't walk away from this marriage. Right, so it's not just shavi nafshe chaticha di isura anymore. It is, something else. There's like a rubid alesa kaman that she's telling the truth. In which case, it's not the sugya anymore of shavya. The havamina was that this is more than her case is more than shavya, and therefore it should spill over onto other people. Kamashma. Then it's nothing to do with our topic. Okay. However, the other way to read the Gemara is we're talking about Shavya Nafshecha Tichandi Sura. And what the Gemara is really saying was Shavya Nafshecha Tichandi Sura in principle, right, is not inherently limited, right, to the subjective world of the, you know, Mischai. Right? It actually, you know, if we accept it, then we accept it and it has spillover effect. Except if we think it's particularly casual. That which is the exception and which is the rule? The exception is the fact that he has nothing to lose by this, or that she has everything to lose by it. If it's everything that she has to lose by it, then it's a separate chazakah. It's already outside of Shavya. Nothing to do with us. But if it's, oh, he, only in his case, do we not take this seriously, because what does he care? You know, there's plenty of shiduchim, you know, possibilities, and he can marry as many people, midaraisa, you know, as he wants. So, you know, a little bit of, so what, this one person's relatives, there are plenty, you know, other relatives of plenty other people, you know, out there. Okay, in which case, basically, what we're saying is this is barely even a hischaibus, and if it's not a hischaibus, then that's the reason it doesn't have spillover. But hers is a real hischaibus, and therefore it spills over. But then the norm would be that a real shavya could spill over, and that would be sensational. Okay. Then, of course, the kamash malan, if indeed you read it that way, is Kamash Malan, it can be the strongest Shavya ever, but as long as it's Shavya, in theory, it's limited to the subjective world of this person, right? And it's a principled Kamash Malan. Or is the Kamash Malan in Okanami, you know, our assessment of our initial assessment about whether this is casual or not casual is what we're you know, reassessing. But in Achanami, when you have a serious shavya, it musters enough objective nemanus that in theory it can spill over into other people's world. Right. Because we need to be on the, just like Hefsed Ksuva, you know, is a potential overflow or overlap, right? So too, this Habamina of the Gemara is a potential overlap. Just as, you know, applying this, you know, even the Sveksveka, you know, is something which is meaningful in the sugya, so to that. And of course we'll get back to this issue, because that's one of the main topics that we need to look at. Particularly, this comes up in one of the sugyas that I gave you, I hope you already saw it, namely, Yair, which sugya does the spillover effect really come in? Spilling over into other people's lives. Shmuel, we already mentioned, right, 100%. Shmuel, that's why I mentioned this in context of Shmuel. Shmuel, this Havamina in Kiddushin, where possibly even Lahalacha, much more explicit where the Rishonim deal with it. Asher? In the Sugya, Nidarim, and Af Tzadi Omid Beis. The Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say there? Just get it on the record and we'll talk about it later. She says Tmeya Anilach. So what do we do? She's Nemenis and she even receives her Ksuva. Right? And why not? Correct. So the Rishonim there, especially the Ran, right, discuss this question. Namely, what is the default, let's say, in that Mishnah and in that Sugya? Now, is the default the Mishnah Rishona or the Mishnah Akron? I mean, technically, in terms of the you know, the legal momentum, it seems like the Mishnah Rishona is the default and the Mishnah Akron was a change, right? So the impression then that you would get, all things being equal, we'll discuss the various views in the Rishonim later, or tomorrow or Thursday, but I just remind everybody again, Thursday we're starting an hour early. But the default position then seems to be that there's spillover, right? We believe her, and it affects him, So the initial perspective of the Ran, for example, is that that is the default, not only in sequentially, in terms of the halacha and then the change in the halacha, but conceptually. And therefore the question is, ooh, how can you have this Mishnah Achrona? It's keneged the halacha, and it affects doraisas, and so on. Right, that's what Ran is bothered by. And then he has to say all sorts of things to justify Mishnah, you know, Achrona. But the third answer of the Ran, as we know, Robbie? So basically, what emerges is two days in the Ran, whether fundamentally the spillover is acceptable, right? Or that's the exception, right? Okay. So this Havamina in Kiddushin and this possible debate about Ksuba all belong to a certain pattern. Yeah. It absolutely could, but we'll discuss it. And then the question is, what is the relationship between, you know, his Isser and her Isser? Okay. But we'll talk about it. That's, I mean, if you look at Tosis there, the Bar Mikom, so I gave it, the Rosh, Tosis, it's part of the story. But we have to pin that, we have to pin that down. You know, Kanam. Okay, we will. Okay, let's continue. Oh, so this month, you know, sorry to stop you over your line, but what can I help? What can I do? It's back, right? But so what's going on? What's to say here? The Havamina was that we should be mechalik, right? Not because one is nus and the other is broader shavya. No, we're dealing with broader shavya, at least according to the Shaklavatari, right? But maybe there's a difference between where there's a kimle factor or not. Okay, so how do you what do we need to say about that?
Brings up the question of who we're talking about in this particular case, I think.
What do you mean?
I mean, are we talking about somebody who's
We discussed that earlier in the year too, right? We're talking about a bachor or an alman, etc. Okay, let's leave that aside for the moment. That factually, that's 100% correct. But just to go back to, again, something that we discussed on that base when we talked about the sugya, and that is the factor of kimblei. Right. Is the factor of Kimlay, how do we look at the factor of Kimlay? Is it Safek, basically? Or more or less than a Safek? Okay. To put it in quite a different way, a little bit of a different way, the Gemara says, listen, it's one thing if a person says something out of, you know, strong certitude and conviction, and we assess that he knows what he's talking about if he's being honest. And the only thing we have to decide is, you know, whether or not A, we trust him, or at least we trust him with regard to himself, or at least we commit him with regard to himself. Fine. But if we have to also consider that maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about, you know, even though he's an honest man, does that affect the equation here, right, or not? So obviously, if we're dealing with questions of nemanus, edus, nemanus, etc., so then kimli is a huge gap, right? It's a gaping hole in nemanus. Certainly, objective nemanus, even subjective nemanus, frankly, because we just don't think he has the capacity. You know, if you can conclude about someone, you know, that even if he's an honest man, that he still may not be, you know, relating objective truth, then that's a huge gaping hole in edus or namanus, at least anything that purports to be, certainly anything that purports to be objective. If we're talking about his chayvus, right, then less so, right? Even then, you might say, well, it's like his chayvus betos, or is it? But at least the schaibus is something where lo kimle, you know, we can live with. Now again, there's another question here, and that is to what extent are we really worried about what are the percentages of the kimle here? I don't mean the actual percentages, but how serious is this? Right. That's Kimle is a regular safek, right? Or Kimle is worse than a regular safek. Or even if the percentages of the Kimle, therefore, are less than a safek, you know, the wild card of Kimle just ruins everything. Okay. Going back to, again, what we discussed earlier in the year, right? Why not just say about Kimle, let's say according to Rashi, let me formulate the question more clearly, right? We discussed earlier in the year about Machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph about this Gemara, whether Svek Sveka, there's an obligation of marriage on Yom HaRevi'i, right? So you should be Mashkim LeBezdin. So Rashi seems to say, because Kedei Levarer, right? And Tosa says, what's Kedei Levarer? It's a Svek Sveka. And we discuss that. So part of the question is, well, if you hold, according to Rashi, that even though it's a Svek Sveka, Efshe Levarer, Chayiv Levarer, so what does Hava mean in the Gemara here about Kimle? Right? Still Safek. So you have Safek Ones, Safek Tachtav. Okay. And if you had, you know, only one Safek, plus a Safek Kimle, so you still have a Svek Sveka. And frankly, if you think that Efshe Levarer, you know, Chayiv Levarer when you have two Svekos, so probably you should say Efshe Levarer and Chayiv Levarer when you have three Svekos. Like, where do you draw the line? Right? And we'll see in a moment that, you know, as Tosis points out in Beis Amud Aleph, and Rashi, we noted the Diyuk already back then, says the continuation of the Gemara in Tesamud Beis, which quotes that Mishnah, is probably based on the common denominator, Dafka, of Kimli. So the point is, why aren't we just dismissing Kimli, you know, as another suffix? But the answer may very well be that Kimli is more than a suffix. And once that may be true, it could be that the problem of Kimli is a problem even if it's numerically less than a suffix, for the very same reason. What do I mean by all that? Ah, very simple. And that is, if we're dealing, again, with percentages, then Kimli is what it is, right? It's treated like a suffix, and then count up the numbers. And then you should say, oh, you know, if it's a second suffix, treat it like Svek Sveka. If it's a third suffix, then try to figure out whether there's ever a difference between a Svek Sveka and a Svek Svek Sveka, right? And if it's less than the numbers, then maybe it shouldn't even be a Svek Sveka, right? Or a suffix. But what one might say is that sometimes, as we've discussed, the quality of the suffix, I mean the nature, the character of the suffix, matters too. Meaning, if there's a reason that I don't know, or that something is not knowable, then that's a typical suffix. And then we could try to figure out how many suffixes are there, and what are the percentage of each suffix, is it suffix a shakel, etc., etc. Right, but something like Eino Kimle, that's what we were trying to explain for the Ran, right, and the Beis Amud Aleph, when a person says Lo Kimle, then you don't have to worry about it. There's no credibility to the claim. If he's not in a position to know one way or another, that's not a suffix. And therefore, even if you say ribui sveikos, we're still machmir in a particular area of halacha, let's say safek znus, or rami alei de beidina, right, to find out, to use the Ran, or according to Rashi, svek sveika, right, it's still efshe levarer, tzorech levarer, right? But not if there's a kimle problem. Maybe even if there's only one safek, maybe not if there's a kimle problem. And even if the kimle option, let's say he's, you know, let's say in 80% of the cases, if he says Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, he's probably right. But you know what? Lo Kimle. 20%. This is a bit of bigger Kiddush. I don't know if this is true, but I think it might be true. But as long as there's a Lo Kimle aspect to it, still maybe it doesn't achieve the status of a Taina and a Safek. Because you know, it's easy for us qualitatively to dismiss somebody's feelings as feelings and not a statement, a fact, when he has no basis really to know. Oh, so having said that, what is the maskana of the Gemara here? Right, the Gemara says the Havmina was that even if you say Shavi Nafshachaticha di Yisura, you're not going to say it b'makom shelo kimle. Havamina lo kimle. And the maskana is that kimle, or that you could say Shavi Nafsha even if lo kimle. Right? That's not clear in the Gemara. Now again, as we'll read soon, you know, the way Rashi emphasizes, and as Tosas points out on Beis Amid Aleph, the way Rashi has to emphasize the continuation of the Gemara in Testament Beis, it sounds like this is exactly what the Gemara is saying. Right? The linchpin is Kimle. If there's no Kimle, there's no Shavya. Now, if there's no Kimle, there's no Shavya, I totally can understand that no matter what you say. Even is Chaibus, because you're mischayev on something based on the fact that you think it's so, and as we said before, it's a kind of mischayev. You could say, argue that it's mischayev patos, if you're not in a position to know what you're talking about, even if you don't know that you're not in a position to know what you're talking about. All that is a little iffier, right? You could say that it's just built on a false foundation. But certainly, in the other direction, if we're talking about any kind of edus, nemanus, objective, subjective, etc., right? The idea that we would give any credibility to that when it's lo kimle in any kind of serious way is truly astonishing. So what I would say was, if the Gemara here is telling us that lo kimle on some level, aval, nonetheless, shavi nafsha applies, it's certainly pointing either to very subjective nemanos, that's if you don't know that you don't know, or more likely to a kind of hischaivus. Okay? And we'll get back to that. Okay, let's continue.
We are Rabbi Elazar Hoffman. If I'm Rabbi Elazar, Ana Isha Naseres Alvala, Ella Al Iske Kinoi Vestira Uchmasa Shahaya.
So this is a shocking statement. Right. Read another line or two. Just keep going. Betisbara.
Betisbara. Ma'aseh shahaya b'kinui stira hava.
In the story of who and what?
Davi Mashallah.
Yeah. Correct.
Oh. Miyasura.
Yeah.
Oh, kashi ach kamar ena yisha naseras avala ela al iske kinui vestira mi ma'aseh shahaya. Avala b'kinui vestira avala itzra.
Yeah. So mikol makom kasha.
Kinui stira in pesach pasuach lo.
Okay. So this idea that the Gemara thought. This has nothing to do with Shavi Nafshi now, but I'm going to take the minute since we talked about Kinyan Estira. You know, I want to tell this is a very important Shukavataria of Kinyan Estira. So let's talk about this for a minute. So this idea that the Gemara thought that Ein Isha Naseres Abala El Al Iske Kinyan Estira to exclude in a case assuming where he is Kimle, right? And he knows, he looks at his wife and he knows that she was Mizana, right? Terrible thing. He knows it for a fact. Or at least that she was suffek, chad suffek, mizana, right? So the idea that that would not be asur is shocking. Ein idishta naseres avala ela aliske kinu yastira. So, what is that all about? Keep reading, just read one more line. Elachi kamar. In Isha Naseres.
In Isha Naseres Alvala, Ella Al Iske Kine Vistira, Mi Ma Sishaya.
No, no, what's the end? Vili Tamech, did you read that one?
No, I did not read that yet. Vili Tamech, Kine Vistira in Edim Lo?
Yeah, so that's even a stronger cut. I mean, you have two Edim, we saw the Mice's Nus, but there's no Kine Vistira, and that's not Asura Alvala. Truly shocking, right? And the Gemara rejects it. El Haki Kamar.
Ein Ishin Aseres Alvala Be'ed Echad. Ela B'Shnei Edim. B'Kinu Yistira Afilu Be'ed Echad Nami. U'Pesach Pasuach K'Shnei Edim Dami.
Okay. Chitema Ma'itzah Shaya.
B'Kinei Ma'alu Asura Hasan Ones Havah. Vaisim Kihoda Omar Rabbi Shmuel Barachmani Omar Rabbi Yonasan Kola Yotse Lamuchas Bistavid get Krisis Kosov Lishta. Sivas Achachatif Kos Lashalom Besser Basanti Kach. I Besser Basanti Kach. Tanav Yosef Varmamu Rabin Benovia.
Okay, stop here for a second. So I want to say is as follows. Firstly, there's an interesting line in the Tosas here. Umiyama Rabbi Lazar Hachi, right?
Okay.
Yep. Tema.
Tema. Ashta de boi lemeimar de lomehem and afilu l'shavya alei chaticha de yisura.
What are you saying? That there's no din of shavya alei chaticha de yisura? Right?
Tikshile masnisin. The omer le'isha kidashtich asa b'kurvusech.
Well, we have a mishnah. So what are you going to do with that? Right? This is in a way the opposite of what you were suggesting way earlier in the sugya, right? Earlier in the sugya, you were suggesting correctly that, you know, because until you see the wider evidence, is that there is good reason to be to make that chiluk, right? You were saying that maybe the din of znus, right, has lower standards for isar, just like safek sota, because kivadai, so too, the charge of pesach pasuach matasi is given greater credibility. And then we saw, no, it's a part of the broader din of Shavinav Shechticha Disur. Now, the Gemara is saying the opposite. The Gemara is saying that there that ki, that you need, that without Kinu Yastira, right, there is no Shavinav Shechticha in Znus. So Tosas is saying, really? Meaning the ability, you know, to be Oser Isha Albala, right? How does that fit into the regular din of Shavinav Shechati Chati Yisur? Exactly the opposite. Right? Yishlomar.
Yishlomar, the Sirulei, Lamakshan, the Ein Dabar Shever Erba Pachos Mishnayim. Befiu Ra Adam Shizinsa Yishto, Rak Shalo Hayashom Edim, Lo Hayisan Eseres Alo. Vilka, Masnissin, Lo Kashalei.
Lo Kashalei Midi, right?
The Kidash Duch, the Edim Ka Amar. The Mekadish Vil Beidecha, the Ein Korshan Lekidusha. Abaho the Amar Vilazar, the Nehman Bolo Edim, Lomar dimatza pesach pasuach parashah.
Okay, so what's remarkable about this Tosas is Tosas is basically saying, no, there's no problem of Shavinavsha works, just it doesn't work in the area of Znus, right? Because there's a special din in Kinu Yastira, instead of again Sota being more sensitive, right, it is more demanding. And why should that be? The answer is for the same reason, basically. Namely, Isur Isha Albala is an error. The whole Ishus requires greater protection. Right? And that's going to take one of two opposite forms. Namely, dissolving or undoing a marriage takes a higher standard. Right? Or a lower standard. When in the other piece of Rav Chaim's Hikosibim B'chalitza, Perek Dalet, Halacha Tazayin, the famous piece on Edekia, which we also discussed earlier in the year, part of a Hakdama, right? So Rav Chaim wants to develop the idea that there are two types of Edus, right? Edus Lekiyama Davar and Edus Lebira Davar. So what does he invoke when he wants to highlight Edus Lebira Davar? Which of course is the language of the Gemara in Samachemid Beis and Kiddushin, but not about Znus, right? About Dine Mamanus. Kumivura Biksuvastav Tes, the Be'emes Neseris Gambalo Edim. Begitting the Kiddushin, are you the Edim with the Makaima Milsa? Could the Kalam Makadish Magarish play them without the Kiddushin Magarish? So of course he's invoking the maskana of this Gemara, which is that even if there are no Edim, if he's right objectively that Omer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, if he knows it to be the case, then she is Asura. Because the Edim aren't Mekai Medav, they're not part of the process. No Dinabede Kiyam and Znus. Right? It's the Mice of the Mimela of Znus, which is Oser, and the Edus is just that. It's Ibrisadi El Ashakri, it's Bira Davar. But if, you know, he knows the truth, then she's Asura. But in the Habamina, right, so interesting. Tosas seems to be saying that the Habamina was that it's true. If there are two Edim, there'll be Znus. But his Vada Yediyah, there won't be Znus. I mean, the Havamina of the Gemara was that you need Ede Kiyum for Znus. Wow. Okay. The truth is, depending on how you read the Gemara and, you know, how much exclamation there is, you know, in the Gemara, was there really a point that the Gemara thought that even Edis wouldn't be enough and you need Dafka Kini Estira? So what that also highlights is, again, if you want to say that the Gemara never thought that, the Gemara just thought that, you know, even his Yediya is insufficient. You need Edis. A kind of Edis Lakiyim? Already a remarkable thing. Because when you say Edis Lakiyim, as we know, what that means is the Maisa Znus is not the Oser. Right? It's the Chalos Znus, which is which you would assume is Dafka Bifne Edim, a certain stature to that Znus. The fact that it's known by Edim, right, transforms it into something beyond itself. Right, so it's not, it's just a leap and a, what is it? A skip, a jump, and a leap? What is it? A hop, a skip, and a jump. Thank you. See, it's good to have Sammy back. A Tova Beitiv, the hop, the skip, and the jump. Itamar, you have something to say about the hop and skip and the jump? It's just, you know, it doesn't take much, you know, to suggest that even Ede Kiyum wouldn't work. Why? Because the perspective would be that the Oser is something that really is limited to Kini Ustira. Going back to what we talked about in that sugya of, you know, bias akum can be as behema, and how that might be different than in the context of kinu yustira. Again, what was the problem? Rabbeinu Tam says that bias akum can be as behema. Right, there's a debate among the Rishonim whether it applies only to the heter of the boel or even to the heter of the baal, if you remember. So some of the Rishonim try to prove that against Rabbeinu Tam and both. They say, well, the Gemara says explicitly, Mekanin Ba'akum. How could you do that? There's no Mekanin Ba'behema. Right? So the Mishnah Melech, and then the later expansion of the Beis HaLevi that we discussed at the time, was to develop what idea, Yonathan?
That it was the Begido.
That it's the Begido, or the Merit. In other words, when I tell her, right, you know, I'm putting you on notice, and alt history, and so on. So even though, let's say objectively, there was no Maisa's Nus, which is Osera Sishalabala, right, but the very fact that she betrayed, right, these instructions, which I already have magnified, I've magnified the significance of this as a betrayal, that's what destroys the Ishus. In other words, a way of looking at Kinu, and that's only in the context of Kinu Yustira, right? That it's true that Bias Akum is Kibias Behema, and maybe across the board. Never mind that. The Gemara has the Havamina, that's what the Mishnah Melech points out, right? You know, the Gemara's Havamina is maybe Znus Be'Evarim, you know, would be Oser Bikini Ustira, even though it's certainly not Oser in general. Right? And also, or Ktanim, there's a Havamina, all the cases that we talked about. So basically, that was an important corrective. In terms of the alternative, what is the alternative? That kinu istira is a din in raglaim ledavar. Right? If this kinu yen istira, right? So then raglaim ledavar that there was no. What's the mechayiv? What's the oser? Not a special track of kinu istira. The meisa's nus. The objective requirements of evidence aren't there in this particular case. Right? The answer is they are when you consider that the stakes have been risen, have been heightened, right, by the kinu and the stira of the context. That's how many understand the chiddush of kinu stira and safek kivadai as well. But then you're never going to do better in kinu stira than a maisa's nus, the edim, or the yedias atzmo, the vadai, the kimle. Right, because only the raglayim ledavar, like in Safek Tuma, Pashtus, Brishus Hayachid. right? What you see from those Havaminas, and the question is whether they are retained Lamaskana or not, is the possibility that Kinyu Stira is a Mechayev Vifnei Atzmo. Mered, Begida, we quoted the Marik, right, Amalo, Bomal, in that context, etc. But what we didn't know, then of course, even then, how much Begida? You can just manufacture your own system, or there has to be some objective level too. Fine. But that was alongside. So basically what we're saying is there are two mechayvim, or two poslim, two osrim in a marriage. One is the objective maises nas, which Reb Chaim correctly points out is a davar de mimela that doesn't even need eidei kiyum. La halacha, that's true. Right? In addition to that, there's a din of kinu yastira, which in its own right is oser. And then you could talk about the relationship between them, and so on. So it's a chumrah. But this Gemara is remarkable because this Gemara is suggesting that kinu yastira isn't just a kula, and it isn't just a chumrah, it's a kula. Meaning, if he knows that she was mezah, it's not a maisa de mimela. You either need eidei kiyum to catapult this maisa's nus into a chalos nus, or maybe not even that. Maybe davka, maybe only when he warned her in advance. Only when there's not the objective bida of a maisa's nus, but the specific violation of begida generated by his kpeda. That's a very remarkable idea. So then you might say, oh, even if there's any kiyum, it doesn't help you. Right? And similarly, even if you don't want to take the Beis Halevi approach, this is basically what Reb Chaim in that other piece is talking about. Reb Chaim is bothered in Perek Vav Chasiba V'Chalitza by the following question. The Rambam paskins that when you have a real sota vadai, right? So that's hafka of yibum. There's no zika, and or at least there's no however, when you have safek sota bikini yustira, so there the Rambam says there's no yibum, right? But there's safek. We understand that, and the tsaros of the safek sota, says the Rambam, are either misyavemes or choletzes. That's the Rambam's psak in Perek Vav, Hosiba Malacha Yutes. So Reb Chaim asks, so Reb Chaim says, I don't understand. You have a case of safek sota, kinu yistra, right? So the din is supposed to be safek. Then there the din is suffic kivadai. A regular suffic sota, you would also think that it would be suffic kivadai. So even if you're just going to treat it as suffic, you know, that might be kivadai, shouldn't you at minimum say that the tsaros are choltzos but not misyavmos on the tzad of suffic, that there really was as nus? That's what Chaim's question. That's all the achronim asked against the Rambam's psak. So that's where Chaim develops his idea that don't think kinu yistira like the Beis Halevi, but in a different way. Don't think kinu yistira is simply raglayim ladavar, that there was nus. Because if that's the case, then basically the yisod is that safek znus is kivadai, and either way, safek znus, right, is always at least safek vadai. Okay? But, says Reb Chaim, that really isn't the truth. The chiddush of kinu yistira is that it's a process, he doesn't explain it like a Beis Halevi, which is oser isha labala. And with regard to that process, we say safek vadai. But on a real level, in terms of the raglayim ladavar, that there was a maisa's nus, we don't really think it's safek kavadai. In fact, we might not even really think that it's safek. And therefore, in a regular case, in the context of yibum, the tsaros are treated just as safek. Not even as safek of the vadai. That's Reb Chaim's R. Now, whether you hold like the Beis Halevi or you hold like Reb Chaim, all I'm trying to say is that this snapshot in this Gemara really thought that Iser Isha Labala doesn't depend on the mice of the Minela of Znos at all. Right? It depends on the process of Kinyu Stira, or maybe Ede Kiyum on the Znos, or maybe not even that. It's either the Begida of the Beis Halevi or the process of Kinyu Stira of Reb Chaim. That's the only way to be Oser Isha Labala, and that's a very remarkable thing. Now the question is, when the Gemara is Maskana, is that it's not true? Of course, when you have Ede Kiyum, that's how the Gemara starts, you know, the climb back up the mountain. When you have Ede Kiyum, I'm sorry, when you have Edim, there's no Safek whatsoever. Of course that's Isha is Asur Laila. Moreover, even when he knows Bavadai that she was Mazana, even that is also Labaila. But then you start wondering, oh, so then there's no Yichus to Kini Ustira? Meaning, it's just integrates back into the way many people understand it, Raglayim Ladavar, on the Maisa's Nus? Or, no, the Havamina, which was that Kini Ustira is a separate Mechayiv, that's still true. Just that it's not only the only way, it's not a Chumrah and a Kula, right? It's just a Chumrah. Meaning, Riel's Nus, the Maisa, is Oser, and even in absence of really knowing for sure that there was Riel's Nus, Safe Kevadai, the process of Kini Ustira, is a different track in being Oser. That's not clear in the Maskan of the Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Go ahead. Oh, we should also make one other Ha'ara quickly. The bottom Tosis. Right, what the Gemara then asks, why weren't they Oser in the case of Bathsheba? Right? What does the Gemara say?
So the Gemara gives two options, either because of Ones Hava, or because there was a get that was given
before. So why should they be Oser? So Rashi has a comment. Right? Demalo Sru al David. Tra'edim Har Beyadu. Okay? Mm-hmm. And Tosis?
Fisher Kuntris, Vihalo Oso Masa Be'edim Hava, Ve'inira. Then he did Yadul Ravim Hava, She'edil Beso. Makamakam Lo Ro
Kamakam Shvosh Paris, right?
She'befne Vene Yadam Loshimish.
So what's Tos asking? What do you mean Yadu? You need Ede Kiyum. Right? What? Or not Edikim. You need Edim. This is only Yediyah below Re'iyah or Umdana. So what's Tosa's answer?
Here the farish v'im tomar pesach v'suach k'shnei Edim domi amaylo asur le David. The David have a Yudeya v'vada shinivela ve'afal pishe asa tshuva mekol makom ifa imaysa asur lo
The question isn't objectively. The question is a question about David HaMelech. Right, how could David HaMelech have been involved with Bathsheba? He knew that he was Asur Mishum Boel. What emerges though is an interesting issue here, and that is the question of Yediya below Re'iyah when it comes to Znus. So this is something that we talked about. We talked about Ede Kiyum in Bia in general, right? In general, there's a question what the status of Yediyah below Re'iyah is, right? In Mamanus and the Fashos and Ishus and Ede Kiyum and so on. Mm-hmm. Particularly when it comes to Kibushe Bia, obviously, right? Hein Ein Ede Yichud, Hein Hein Ede Bia. And the question really is that in this area, the standard is always going to be Umdana. And therefore, not only in the kiddushin, but also in the znus of it, or no, it's that. It isn't yediyah below re'iyah. It's that the yediyah is koveya that you need less re'iyah. The heinin and the yichud, is already all you really need because of the causal link. It could be this is machlokas between Rashi and Tosis here as well. Okay, but I don't want to get too involved in that. Let's continue. So now the Gemara is again back to the original topic. I mean, Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Di Isura. Let's go back to that. The Gemara says, "Om Rabaya, Afanan Amitnina."
Afanan Amitnina. Besula Nisei Sulam Ravi. Sulam Ravi. In.
This is the Mishnah based on Aleph, which is why we did this. Okay. By Taima.
By Taima. Mishu Mekuri Dafta. Ulamai. Ilam Esav La Ksuva. Esav La.
Yeah, so this line, of course, Ilam Esav La Ksuva, just to remind everybody, these are one of the things we did then. Right? What do you mean, Ilam Esav La Ksuva Nes? How does Rashi interpret? If he wants to give up his Dmei Ksuva, he can do it.
Yeah.
The Tosis has a Ha'ara here that what? Isaac? From the beginning of the year. Robbie? That if indeed he wanted to be mafsid, if he was towing the bezin, that he wanted to be mafsid her ksuva, he would win the case. Why? Because motzi mechavero olav haraya. That's important because does the regular din motzi mechavero olav haraya, you know, just to benefit him, apply to ksuva like it does in any other shtar? Or since ksuva, especially if you hold ksuva daraisa, since ksuva is a kiyum in the ishus, right? That's what we discussed in Ramban and the Ran and Daf Yud Amudah. Moreover, Tosa says, and even you know if there was a sveka though, you would be motzi mamon from him. And the Rajba and the Ritva say no, you wouldn't be motzi mamon either. That's where the Pnei Yeshua has his famous discussion. Wanted to say ein hocham mamon acharov, and the question is shiny star because kol omed likvos kagavadami, or maybe shiny ksuva because of the reason that we just said, or for the shach's reason that ksuva is always connected to iser lebayil. That's the whole discussion of Bali Tos. Yeah.
Can I go back for a second?
Sure.
On the second last post on that one.
Yeah.
Third last. Are we saying that there's no shaviyane for us at all in that
anymore? Yes. We're saying that there's no shavinafshe in the sense that it's part of the hagdara of znus, right, that it be witnessed. It's like saying, you know, is there shavinafshe, you know, if you're a Mekadosh Yishu below Eidim? Right, let's say I say, I was Mekadosh Yishu below Eidim. I gave you that Cracker Jack, you know, ring. Right? I don't know if we call it a ring. Right? So the answer is, what's the answer? It's a yawner, meaning, okay, so what?
Yeah, but how does the Gemara, I mean the thing Pasha said, the reason why that's not Shabbat Nadja is because you're not even admitting to Messiah.
What do you mean, not admitting
to Messiah? Not admitting to Messiah confusion.
Because by LP Din, you need a Kiyum for it.
Right.
So isn't that, that's kind of what the.
But
what
Tulsa.
No, I think that's exactly what Tosa's comparing it to that. That's what Tosa's saying. The Sfirle Lamakshon, the Ein Dov Shor Pachos Mishnayim, Vafil Ro Adam Shazinsa Ishto, Rak Shaloye Shamedim, Loi Hoysa Naseras Alav. Meaning, Al Pidin, that's not, she's not a Sura Alav. So if he says, I saw you, she'll yawn. She'll say, okay, so what? As long as there's no Adam, there's no Iser. I mean, it's not Adi Birur, it's Adi Ki. Tosa's basically saying that Havamina was. That there's Eidei Kiyum and Znus. Just the only thing that Tosis isn't saying is that even Eidei Kiyum wouldn't be enough in Znus, unless it was Kinyan Steel.
How does the
Gemara
Kiddushin work? He says,
Kiddushin is
Beidin. They're not there to.
No, that's a Birur problem, not a Kiyum problem. If he said to her, in this case, why don't you ask me the other way? If he says, I saw you being Mizaneh with Ploni, Bishneidin, then it for sure would be Shavi Nafshe. That's what happens in Kiddushin. He says, I married you in the presence of two witnesses, and therefore you and the Krovim are also.
Yeah,
it would be working for Shavi Nafshe here too. If he said, I saw you being Mizana, Bifnei Shnai Maidim, even though the Shnai Maidim are dead, or they're off in Medina Sayam, then that would be also. It's not considered znus hauseres, 100%. Therefore, there's no shavi nafshe. Yeah, I didn't mean that there's no shavi nafshe in. Now I understand what you're asking. I may have said that. That's not what I meant. What I meant was that the standard to be oser requires a dekiyum, and therefore, b'li a dekiyum, there's no shavi nafshe, because. You know, what you're saying factually may be correct, but it's legally inconsequential.
Okay.
Okay, if I didn't make that clear, I apologize. Okay. Yeah, but this is the Tosus that's saying there's eight Ekiyum prisoners in the Havamina of the Gemara. Okay. Let's continue. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. The Katoin Tana, my love, the Katoin Tana has a Pasua.
Yeah.
Well, the Katoin Tana's done.
Okay, and as we discussed, so if you look at the Rashi, this is the Diok and Rashi. Yeah. What is Rashi saying?
Tana of a rarity.
No, no, Afanan Tanina, Nami Tanina.
Afanan Nami Tanina, the Toin Bezal Pasua, Masasi, Asra, Allah, the Lom Rinan, Lokinlan.
Oh, instead of saying that the question is whether you say Shavya, right? Tosa says that the common denominator is whether there is Kimle, which is what Tosa suggests for Rashi, just didn't quote Rashi on Beis Amidal. Namely, since Rashi holds that the Mishnah isn't about Iser, it's about the Chovas Birur, that's what bothered Tosa. So what is the Gemara asking from the Mishnah to Shavya Nafshe? Right? The Mishnah is about an extra Chovas Birur. But basically, Tosa suggests, and it's Meduk and Rashi, and this is a Derech Halimud, you know, reinforcement too. Namely, that the connection is not direct; it's indirect, right? It's Kimlei. We don't take seriously. And then you might ask, but who cares? What does Kimlei have to do? If you hold the Efshel of Arer, so even below Kimlei, because it's still possible, we want to be Mavar, whatever we can be Mavar. The answer is, even for Rashi, there is a standard of latest a safek, and that's determined by Kimla in the way we just said before. Okay, let's continue. Amar Avinu Mar Shmuel. Okay, this part we did already. We invested in this part already. Go ahead. Pesos Watasi, Nemela Sidik Sivasa. Here again, there might be a debate between Rashi and Tosis, and this is important in the expansion of Shavya. Go ahead. Rav Yosef, my Kamashmalan.
Tanina, Ha'ochel Eitzel Chavit Yehuda Shalom Be'edim, Einu Yochel Liton Tanas Pesulim.
Okay, that brings us up to the question. Okay, so let's. So basically, we've done the part of the survey. What are we left with? Okay, well, we'll just speak another couple of minutes now to set up for tomorrow. So we have this concept called the Shavya Nafshe Chatika D'Yisura, right? And we also have some interesting Shakla Vitaryas, Havaminas in the Gemara, right? Just a sequel. There's a debate between Babli and Yerushalmi whether you can say Shavya Nafshe Chatika D'Yisura B'Svek Sveika. We're not sure if it's a Svek Sveika issue only or also likely a Shavya issue, right? That's one argument. Then there is also the question of Lahafsida Ksuvasa. There seems to be a debate whether or not Shavya Nafshe Chatika D'Yisura, you know, can spill over right into other people's lives, can affect other people. Now, is that just because of some internal link between Ksuva and Isur, and therefore it may look like a breakthrough in Shavya, but it really isn't. Shavya is confined to Znus, just that Mimela, whatever happens with Znus, ends up triggering Ksuva like that Shach. He doesn't say it about this, right? But he says it to answer the question of Ein Ocham B'Mamon Acharov, and he says, no, the Ein Ocham Acharov isn't going to help you in Ksuva, because Ksuva is always linked to the Tzad Ha'Isur, because of Tanai Ksuva, because of the nature of the Ki of Ksuva. Fine. So it's misleading. I mean, it is sensational that you get the overlap, but it's legally and conceptually misleading because it isn't really a din in the overlap of Shavya. It's just that Lemaisa, you know, you get a kind of leakage from it, but it's not really consequential legally. Okay. So that's a second. So we have Svek Sveika. We have Ksuva to think about, right? Two perspectives. And then we have Kimle to think about. Namely, is it possible that there's a discussion whether or not you'll say Shavya Nafshe Chatika D'Yisura, right? Beli Kimle. The more you think that you're dealing with something more objective, then it should be limited to Kimle or Kimle. If it's a kind of ischaibus of some sort, then maybe there's room for expansion. Okay, so those are the three that we're dealing with already. In addition to that, we've noted that depending on how you read the Mishnah in Nedarim, right? There's a Mishnah Rishona and a Mishnah Achrona where there seems to be an explicit debate about whether or not Shavinash Chaticha Isura, right, spills over or not. Okay, we have to deal with the Rishonim there to see that again, is that because of what I just called a kind of a momentum leakage and it's misleading also? Right, or is it just a, you know, Yesh Koch Yad Chachamim Lach or Davar Minat Torah or something of that sort, which is interesting, but again, not consequential to understanding Shavya? Or no? In theory, Shavya really could spill over. And in light of that, I was also bringing up the Hava Mina of the Gemara in Kiddushin, where the Gemara said maybe there's a difference between his claim and her claim, you know, about this kind of a Shavya Kiddushin in terms of Krovim. The Gemara had a Hava Mina that we would expand the Isur Krovim to the other person's world, right, in the case of Isha. And is that just because the Gemara thought that it's such a Chazaka that it's the equivalent of, you know, a separate, you know, makar, or a separate makar for Nemanus, like Enom Terechem Avsida? Or no, it's exactly the opposite. What the Gemara really thinks is that there are Shavyas which can spill over, and maybe there are two types of Shavyas, or maybe even the rule of Shavyas that it spills over, unless it's a particularly, you know, inconsequential one. And again, what is the maskan? Okay. We could raise several other questions as well. Let's say you have Shavya, but what's the din of Shavya when it's opposed by other factors? Again, ironically, right, the more you think that Shavya is something real and substantive, right, the more you're going to limit its capacity in clash with or in conflict with other factors, if you think those other factors objectively override it. Now, if you're looking for some sort of nemanus, right, then actually, you know, ironically, that means you're giving Shavya greater significance, but then the result of that greater significance, substantive significance, is also going to be limiting in terms of, you know, the opposition. On the other hand, the more Shavya is something very subjective or maybe even is chaibus, right, so then the fact that, you know, there are other, there's other evidence out there that militates against the Shavya is mostly irrelevant because it's not significant on the level of Nemanus to begin with. So its ambition, let's say, you know, victimizes it to be limited. Okay. For example, what should we be looking at? Well, of course, the, you know, the most obvious and the highest level is going to be what? Gabe? Let's say you have Shavya against what's the most formidable? Edim. Let's say you have Shavya Nafcha, the guy saying Pesach Batsuach Masasi, or Ra'isi Ishti Shazinsa, or something like that. And there are two Edim saying Lahoya Velo Nivra. Right, Eli? How do we say that? Nishkeshtoigen, Nishkefloigen.
Whoa.
Okay. I've been waiting to say that for a while. Or Lo Dubim Velo Yar. But.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, Keneged Edim, that's one issue. We'll discuss that tomorrow, Thursday. Who discusses that? Isaac? You up to that yet? Who discusses that question? Adam? Yair? Anybody up? So it's good that I'm stopping, because it's Elliot? I haven't had a chance to call on Elliot for... the Mishnah Melech discusses it. In terms of Rishonim, Al-Atar in the Gemara, the Re-Hazakein in Kiddushin, and also the Meiri, or contradictory Meiris in Kiddushin, on the Marmakobos. So that's one. Secondly, let's say not quite the Edim, what about things that are a little more of a conflict, or a contest, let's say. Migu. Right? Let's say you have a Migu Keneged Shavinach. Okay? That's going to come up in the sugya here. Or, let's say you have a Chazaka Neged. Or things like, let's say a Tainus Basulim or the other way. Let's say you have Besulim evidence that she was a Besula. You have Dam evidence that she was a Besula. And he's saying, Pesach Pasuach Matasi. Right? So is he Asur Aleha when you have Dam Besulim, you know, staring you in the face? Right? And then Dam Besulim, when there's still another explanation, that's one scenario. Dam Besulim, when there's practically or actually no other explanation, is a different scenario. What are you going to do under these conditions? Two other issues to raise quickly. Depending on how you understand Shavi Nafshe Chaticha the Isura, can you be Chozer, or how are you Chozer from the Shavi Nafshe Chaticha the Isura? Right? But you made your statement, and now you want to retract it. Let's assume not Tokedei Dibur. If you retracted Tokedei Dibur, that would probably be Pesha also Pesha Hitir of some sort, especially if you gave it. Not retraction per se, but just, you know, you neutralized it, let's say, Tokedei Dibur. But let's say not. Let's say, you know, after Tokedei Dibur, no Pesha Asar, or it doesn't follow the rules of Pesha Asar, whatever. Okay, so can you be Chozer on Shavya? Can you be Chozer on Shav? Sure. Right? You didn't say anything about it yet? Okay, so then you guys haven't finished all the Maror Komos.
Okay.
The Sugya and Dafka Beis, correct? Right? The Sugya and Dafka Beis says what?
You can Chozer if you have a Masla.
A Masla. Yeah. So that's very interesting, because we then want to find out, you know, we want to assess a Masla. Again, the more we think Shavi Nafshe Chaticha de Isura is a very serious commitment and a manus, right? That will affect how we look at a masla, and by extension, whether or not we apply a masla. A masla it appears in the Gemara in the context of Shavi Nafshe, but will a masla apply to the retraction of other nemonios? Right? For example, will it apply to the nemonis of an edachad? Edachad em bisuri. Can you attract that with an amasla? Or neman adam albito, all those other interesting nemonios. Right, we have some bab mitzia people here, right? So neman adayan, neman chaya, neman balamekach. Remember what? The balamekach. Well, the other ones are the sugis and kedusha, but they're the parallel tosafta, you know, to which is quoted in Bab Metzia, but on that base, right? Alexis Uzman Nakat. So, what about those special nemonios? And what about, again, we're not going to be able to do everything in detail, but the nemonos of a father about his daughter, the nemonos of a father about his son, those also may be different, right? You know, it might be a special din about daughter, and what about son? To say he's a bechor, to say he's not your son. Right? What can we extract from the din that a masla works in Shavya vis-a-vis others? That could provide us with a hierarchy, right? Of certainly an assessment of the power of a masla, and also a hierarchy of nemonios. Right? Shnayim edim, you know, edachad b'shavua, edachad, you know, b'surim. Right? Two Aiden be Surim, Edachad Kosher be Surim. Again, I don't want to go through the whole thing, but we've done this hierarchies in the past for other contexts, right? But, and then what about all these other, or Edachad be, you know, Bisa Sabal and Baguna, that is Bisa Sabal, sorry. Edachad be Misabal, Echad Besota, right? Egra Rufa, right? Where you have special dinim. Edachad who comes first, if you apply the dinavula, and then all these say special nemonios, nemonis of a daughter, nemonis of a son, nemonis of a dayan, right? All these issues, how do they stand vis-a-vis each other? If there's an amasla in one, that means there's an amasla in the other. Obviously, not necessarily. So the question of Shavi Nafshe, which is where the Gemara speaks about amasla and ksuvis, becomes a very crucial topic. Another example. What about spilling over, which spilling over is already the Sugya Nedarim, and of course in many other cases, what about spilling over in other aspects of yourself? Right? let's say you make a Shavinafsha statement, right, and then you go ahead and in light of your Shavinafsha statement, you, from your point of view, have violated an Iser. Let's say you said she's Mizana, therefore there's an Iser Sota, and then you're a Balel. We punish you for that. Right, that's within your world view, right? But it also, is beyond Ischaibus. It's not just the Chumra. Now it's the Chumra, but it's something more objective. You can't just give people Malkus, and you can't just give them Mises Bezdin. You can't do that, because they were Machmer on themselves. Maybe you can't even do that within their own subjective world. Maybe you can only do that when you're confident that objective standards have been met. So, all of these things need to be looked at if we're to understand better Shavinafsha. And then one final point with this we conclude for today. We'll try to do this on Thursday, obviously quickly, and fully, but at least to touch all of these issues in one way or another. We need to formulate better two things. One is the Dine Mamanus parallel and the Isur parallel, right? Shavinafsha Chaticha the Isura and Hodas Baldin Kime Edim Dami. At least we need to mention that. That's one. And number two, we need to investigate better. I've been hinting at it. Shavinafsha Chaticha the Isura, Hodas Baldin, Hischaivus, Nemanus. What do we mean by those terms? Presumably, there are very extreme ways to say each of those. And there are probably more accurate, moderate ways to say them. And we need to try to figure out, the proper formulation. In other words, we mean that, Shavinafsha or Dos Baldin Kamedim Dami is literally the equivalent of Eidus, Legabe Atzmo, and really even believe it objectively, and so on. That's an extreme. Or something more moderate than that. And then the Ischaibus level, we mean that he's Mischaev himself. In terms of the, we don't believe it at all, and we're just talking about what he commits himself to, what the Marit calls neder, which the Xos and others quote, literally, or we're talking about a kind of a hischaivus to a standard, or to the lowering of a standard, which is based on hischaivus, but then kind of gets plugged into more objective kind of mechanisms or apparatuses or apparati. Not sure, which affects at least the content of the Ischaibus. Okay, so this is what we want to do on Thursday, which is why we're going to add an extra little bit of time. So it's Thursday at 10:00. Okay. Did I just send something? We don't have any other announcements.